If you started a business but you hate selling or you hate showing up as the face of your business, let's talk. You've mastered your craft, but does your brand truly reflect the magic of what you do? Welcome to The Vignette Effect. I'm your host, Raquel, and this is your guide to building a radiant brand you love and that works for your business. Here we get real about all things branding, visual storytelling, and the tricky business of being a creative entrepreneur. We'll dig into shaping your brand's identity, creating visuals that connect, and using it all to bring clarity and purpose to your marketing without overthinking. It's time to craft a brand that's not just beautiful, but memorable, and have fun doing it. Let's dive in. I hear a lot of people say, "Well, I'm an introvert. Marketing just isn't for me." And listen, I get it. I categorize myself as an introvert. And crowded events and things like that are just a hard pass for me. And I'm not antisocial and I'm not shy, but let's just define introvert. So here's what I mean. Because you hear a lot of conversations about being introverted, extroverted, being an extrovert, introvert, all these different combinations of it, right? It's become more common in conversation. And when I'm talking about an introvert, I'm talking about somebody who really recharges in their introspection time, in their quiet time, alone time. Like, I really need that. I think that it's a misnomer to say that introverts are shy. Sure, that can be true for some people. Some people are more reserved and quiet and come off as shy, but it's not so much shyness. So, introverts in this conversation are the people who do tend to be a little bit quieter, who tend to kind of listen through a conversation and only talk a little bit when they really feel like they have something to say. The people who, after a social event, need to go home and be alone for the rest of the weekend to kind of recharge. And then extroverts are the people who really kind of have like flywheel energy when they're around people. Like, they get more energized, when they are around and interacting with people. So I'll give you a quick example. I used to work with a woman when I was in agency days, and we were both account managers. She was a very extroverted and I very introverted. So we would be on calls together with clients. And after like an hour long call with a client, you could see the distinct difference in our energy levels because she was like jazzed up and fired up and ready for the next thing and bop, 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 like her energy got higher throughout the course of the call. And, mine went down, not in like a, I don't know how to describe it. That sounds very like Eeyore. It's not that. I just said at the end of the call, I was like, okay, I need to go be in my office and close the door for a little bit and kind of process and sort of recharge on my own, before I jump into another like group conversation kind of a thing. So, introvert in this conversation is sort of that, the more reserved, quieter, the people who need their alone time and all that kind of stuff. So, that is a very rough definition that we're going to work with. Okay. So here's the thing. Sometimes this idea of being an introvert is more of a code for something else. Or, as I mentioned in the last episode, when I was kind of touching on the idea of getting over some of my own introverted stuff, because this has been a journey for me too, I've had to really look at why, when and how I'm leaning on being an introvert as like, a cover for something else that's going on. So things like sometimes it's code for I'm scared of what people will think of me. I am, how is this going to sound? How is this going to, all those things. If you think about putting the camera up to your face and like going on an Instagram live or something, like what feeling does that bring up for you? And so that feeling, there can be a lot of things underneath that, and it's not just about being an introvert. So, Rory Vaden, who is a speaker and author, says something about this that really resonated with me. He said, you probably don't want to hear this. He wasn't saying this to me. It was like on a podcast. And he said, you might not want to hear this, but that's actually really self-centered because you're making it all about you instead of the people who need what you offer. And I thought, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And I actually think that that's a really helpful way to look at it. And it kind of makes you get out of yourself like, wow, that is really self-centered for me to be like, oh, I'm so like nervous about what I'm going to say. And yeah, it takes a little bit of practice to feel comfortable speaking in public, whether it is on, video, on social media, on YouTube, on a podcast, whatever your choice of channel is for showing up. Yeah, it takes a little bit of practice, but when you think about like, oh, what, how is this going to sound or something? I mean, it just starts to sound kind of ridiculous, right? Like pretty quickly, because you're like, oh, that's silly. Like, I don't want it to be self-centered, but it's easy to get wrapped up in that or, have the nerves of getting started. But when you make it all about you, he is right. And then you're kind of missing the whole point. So, and I am going to share some like actual tactics that are suited for the strengths of an introvert, but I have to call this out because I do think, and I did this too, where it was just kind of like, oh, I identify as an introvert, therefore I don't like doing certain things in my marketing, and I'm going to blame it on like this is my personality, like this is part of my personality type. And I kind of had to call myself out on that stuff and just be like, oh, I'm really just using that as an excuse to get really clear on some of the things that I'm doing. So, we're going to flip the script around a little bit, talk about how to lean into introvert strengths and the types of marketing that can really work for you. And also, this idea of reframing sales a little bit so it doesn't feel kind of icky, because I think that is also a lot of it. When somebody says, oh, I'm an introvert, marketing just isn't for me, I don't like selling, it's actually that we need to change our perspective on what selling is. It's has less to do with being introverted, because that can actually be a real strength. So if you started a business though, and you're not willing to do that, and you're not willing to sell, and you're not willing to show up in that way, especially if you have a smaller business or brand where like you're a core part of it, then you're going to struggle. And I don't want that for you. So let's start here. Being an introvert isn't really the problem. So I'm going to kind of tackle this in a way of looking at it as like, is it just an excuse and like what the reality really is? Because the real issue is usually more of a lack of clarity or confidence. And if we're talking about business and branding and marketing, it's a lack of clarity or confidence in your offer or how to talk about it with your audience. If you don't believe in the value of what you have, then that is a whole other thing. And that is definitely something to look at. But a lot of times people have like an icky feeling about marketing and sales because they don't want to come off as like sleazy in that classic used car salesman kind of way, or they don't want people to think that they're like scamming and spamming them. But why would you think that if that's not what you're doing, right? I mean, really, if you feel good about what you have, there shouldn't be any of that. And it really is like, it's not that you think you're that way. You're worried about what other people will think. And you can see where this becomes like such a spiral in our heads, right? And so I want you to be able to get out of that, because the kicker again is that the marketing isn't about you. And it's not about how awkward you feel or how polished you sound. And it's okay if your voice shakes when you start like the first times. Those things take practice. But marketing the offer that you feel really good about is going to be about the people that you want to help. So when you're making it about you and how you feel about talking about it, then you're robbing them of the thing that they might really want or need. So just sit with that for a minute, because I think it's really important, and it comes up more than you think. It's very easy to just say like, oh, well, I'm an introvert. I don't like it. But if you really kind of dig into it, then you might discover that you actually are like, I don't like it because I don't know what to say. And maybe you don't know what to say because there's a lack of clarity in how to talk about what you offer. There's a lack of clarity in what your audience really cares about, and like the thing that they most need to hear from you about the way that you can either help them or like the way that they might love the product that you have. So if you think about it as really being able to just communicate with the right people about this great thing that you have, it's different, right? Like, does it become, do you have something around the selling part as like asking for compensation for the work that you're doing? Because if you know that the value is there, there really shouldn't be anything around that. So sometimes it helps to do a little, almost like a role-playing kind of a thing. Like if you go in to get a 9-to-5 job and they're like, great, you're hired, you wouldn't be like apologetic about expecting to be paid for the work. That would feel silly. So, it's the same kind of thing. Like you have a business, you have a product or service or whatever it is that you offer that you know is really good, and you're focused on getting visible and growing this brand. And so if you come at it from, being excited about how you can actually share that with the people that it's going to be really helpful for. I know when I have a conversation with somebody who I know I can help, it's exciting. And that is a really good feeling. And you can get there when you have the clarity and the confidence to talk about the things that you offer and know what people need and care about. So that is where a lot of the clarity, brand strategy kind of things come in, and having all of that kind of stuff dialed in. Okay, so one more thing about selling that I want to say is that it helps sometimes if you can take yourself out of the equation, because I think it's easy to get hung up when we are tying ourselves personally to the business transaction. There is something that just feels inherently like a little bit strange about that. Okay, so we'll leave it at that for now. But in the spring, for example, my mom and I went to stay with my sister. We were having like a girls' weekend kind of a thing. We went to the grocery store and we were stocking up on some things for the weekend, and we made a stop at Trader Joe's. And so as we're getting to the checkout, they have all these great tote bags, and if you're like me, you will always buy another tote bag. And they had one in particular that was new. It was kind of burlap flat on the bottom, great, like sturdy handles. And I thought, oh, great, I'm gonna get one of those. My sister grabbed one of those. And I knew that this is the kind of bag that my mom would really like. And so I said, oh, mom, do you want one of these bags? She said, oh, no, I'm fine. And I said, are you sure? It was like, it's got that great flat bottom that you like for grocery shopping. No, the handles are really sturdy. No, it's got this cute citrus design. I basically was like trying to sell it to her because I knew that she would really like it. I knew that it was right up her alley. And she was kind of, she was just kind of doing the like, no, I don't know. I don't really need it. And so finally I said, okay. So we're in the checkout, we get all of our things, and I'm just like loading stuff then into the tote bag to carry it out. And she's standing there looking at it and she goes, that is a really great bag. And I said, well, go grab another one, I'll get it for you. And so she went to go grab another one, and I turned to my sister and I said, oh, well, it only took me 4 touch points to sell that to her. And we were kind of laughing. But if you think about it, like, I mean, I didn't have anything to gain. I wasn't trying to sell it for Trader Joe's. I just genuinely knew that my mom was going to like this bag. So if you can kind of start to think about how you can be that for your customers, like you're really trying to put something that they want or need in their hands, right? So it's just about, pointing out to them, I know this is something you care about. I know you love the flat bottom bag. This is a really great price. This is sturdy. This is going to be great for you. This is great to replace that one that I know that, fell apart finally, and things like that. So That is just a way to help you kind of start framing what sales can feel like and should feel like, because it's not about trying to awkwardly pitch something. Okay. So let's move on to this idea that being an introvert can actually make you an incredible marketer. And it seems kind of counterintuitive, but what is difficult about marketing for introverts is when they try to market like an extrovert. You don't have to force yourself to do things that don't feel natural. You don't have to, do all the uncomfortable TikTok things and whatever. Now, I will say that I feel like, especially if you are very involved in your brand and business, if you're part of the founder story or if you're a personal brand, I do think that somehow making like contact with your audience through, face to camera things, or you don't have to. I don't do a ton of face to camera, but I'm on the podcast every week, and like this to me is pretty personal. It's my voice. Me not being on video for this could end up being on YouTube eventually. That actually, when I investigated that, has a lot less to do with being on camera and a lot more to do with the fact that as a one-person show, that's just a lot of production to do. It's a lot to think about. It's more equipment. It's going to be more editing. I've got to do hair and makeup. There's got to be like a certain level of production involved in doing the video, and it's a low barrier to entry to do a podcast. You can also do it when you feel like doing it, not like when you're all done up and the lighting is there and the, somebody else is there to help you with the audio and all that kind of stuff. You just don't need all of that. So I feel like, podcasting is more available. So trying to do something like what extroverts do, yeah, that's going to feel like a mismatch. And so let me also add to this that a lot of the extroverts that I work with, they're absolutely gung-ho about like jumping on camera, for example. But something that I have noticed that a lot of them do is that they'll kind of just go hot out of the gate with everything they think of, and they're trying all these different things. And so a lot of extroverts are willing to jump in and do things, but that doesn't mean that they always have clarity or strategy behind it either. Which is why a lot of times when I'm working with a client who's an extrovert, they'll say, well, I'm doing all these things and it's like not really, coming together the way that I want it to. I'm not, my business isn't growing the way that I want to, and I'm doing all of these things. But when we look at the all of these things that they're doing, it's like pretty chaotic. And so, there definitely needs to still be clarity and confidence in the message and the thing that you're even showing up to talk about. So back to one of the things that makes introverts really incredible marketers is they tend to be really great listeners. And that means that you often have a really deep understanding of your clients. And I'm not saying that extroverts aren't good listeners, but if you look at those two comparisons, you've got somebody who's like, I have no problem just like flipping on the camera and showing up and, diving into an idea or something. And a lot of times, they're sort of going forward with a message before they've really taken the time to sit back and listen deeply. And that is, goes back to introverts tending to prefer the depth of a conversation rather than a lot of conversation. And so that can be really like gold for your content because you're just going to pick up on the nuances of things that really resonate with people and make what you're saying stand out to them. So when you're really thoughtful about that, then you take that intention and thought into, sharing something, and it lands a little bit better because you have brought that intention. So being an introvert can absolutely be a superpower. It's not necessarily a weakness. This is all about capacity again, and you've just got to do it in a way that fits you. So again, here's the thing. A lot of the time, it's not really about being an introvert. It's about the clarity and the confidence to talk about what you have to offer. And so, if you don't have that, then every single post, every single moment of showing up in whatever way you're showing up, even if it's writing an email or doing a podcast, it feels difficult. But once you have your messaging dialed in and you have a strategy behind that, then everything changes and the marketing stops feeling like a performance because it's really a service or just a communication. And you're simply pointing people in the right direction or inviting them into something. So, being that I am the sole producer of this show and the sole sponsor of this show, I would like to take this moment to say, if you want to go deeper into this, I'd like to invite you to head to the show notes and book a free discovery call to see if coaching is a good fit for you. And that's where we refine your messaging, create a strategy that plays to your strengths, and set you up with a marketing ecosystem that actually works for you, whether you are an introvert or an extrovert. Okay, so let's talk tactics. If you're introverted, like I said, you don't have to do these things that maybe somebody who really wants to take the mic and the stage and the camera and do all of the things with the face to camera, TikTok, reels, dancing, whatever. There are other ways. There are actually other really effective ways. So one of the big differences between showing up as like the face of your brand, say on social media, and not wanting to do that is like there is a trade-off. You don't have to do that. You don't have to be on social media. You don't have to be, showing up like face to camera somewhere all the time or have a YouTube channel. But you do need to have some kind of evergreen content, meaning a blog, yes, a YouTube channel if you're called to do that, a podcast. And, blogs like living on your website, pages on your website that are helpful and well written, and pinning those onto Pinterest to drive traffic. Like, there is a whole other way to build out your content ecosystem. And it might take a little bit longer if you're relying on some SEO, but with things like Substack, and I mean, there's just so many opportunities for evergreen content. And then you can use that to take people into your email marketing where you can have a deeper, more thoughtful communication with people and build the trust and the getting to know you kind of thing over time. Now, an extrovert who's on social media, I would still recommend for them to be building that email marketing list. But for introverts, that initial discoverability can happen in a really different way. So, also, again, podcasting, and I already said that, but it's perfect for people who would rather speak in a quiet room. I mean, I'm literally just sitting in a room by myself at the moment, sharing this with you. And that to me is easier than, I still post on social media, but it's easier to me than putting something onto Instagram and feeling like I'm trying to get something heard like over a crowd. I think that there's a lot to be said for leveraging social media and sharing some things that way. I have met a lot of fantastic people there. I have connected with wonderful clients through Instagram. So, I'm not here to bash on that, but I do understand also all of the reasons why people don't want to spend too much time on their phones or on social media. So, just know that there are a lot of other ways to market your business that don't include that. But then it's just leaning more into evergreen content and having a website. So, it's just about aligning your marketing with your natural energy instead of fighting against it. So then the last thing that I want to check in on again, or do like a little reality check on, is this idea that if you have a business or a brand and you're not willing to sell what you offer and you're having a lot of feelings around the selling part of it, you're going to struggle because there's just no way around it. If you want to grow a business and you want to grow a brand, you can make it match your energy. You can do it in a way that feels good because I know and you know that whatever it is that you offer, whether it is solving a problem or just providing something beautiful or it's something that people desire and just enriches their life in one way or another, it is still, it's still a service to people. It's still something that you can do for them and you can do it with integrity. If you're feeling the ick, then it's probably just like a perspective shift around what, like you probably have a bad taste from like scammy, spammy sales kinds of things, right? Like we've all had that experience somewhere along the line and we don't want to be that. So I understand that. But there's no way around selling if you want to have a successful business. And it doesn't have to feel weird. Let's revisit me quote selling the bag to my mom. It's like a $3 tote bag. It wasn't about trying to make money for Trader Joe's. It wasn't about trying to do it for me. It was just a genuine like, oh, this is the kind of thing that you really like. Are you sure, do you want this? Like, here's what you might like about it. And she was really glad that she ended up getting it. There wasn't anything icky going on there. And again, that's an easy example. If you think about how can I take myself out of this? Like, what would this feel like if I was just taking myself out of it? Because being the front person of your business, sometimes it's hard to not just feel like everything is really personal. So yeah, some exercises there sometimes help to reframe that a little bit. So when you're really clear on what you have and you know you have a great offer, then it kind of goes back to this idea that not inviting people to have it, again, it's sort of selfish. And then it brings up the question of like, well, why don't you want people to have it? Is there something wrong with it? No, it's probably going back to the feelings that we have about doing it and getting clear and confident so that we feel really good talking about it. And, then it just becomes a little easier when you reframe it in a way where you know that you're being helpful. So it's just the practice of building the muscle of thinking, like, how can I help this person? And being unapologetic about the fact that when you do great things and you create great things that you give to people, you'd be unapologetic about the fact that you will be compensated for it. Like, there's nothing weird about that transaction. We just make it weird when we have our own business sometimes. And so, again, like if you think about, say you're at the grocery store and you go to the checkout, when they are like, oh, that'll be $23, they're not like, oh, like, sorry, yeah, do you mind paying $23 for that? That would be super weird. So, what I'm saying is that being an introvert is not an automatic barrier to marketing. It can actually be a strength. And the real work is getting clear on where you are feeling like you're out of alignment with your energy and the way that you want to market your business, and where there might be some other things to look at. And then creating systems that support your energy and reframing some of the marketing and sales around that, especially for the introverts. So you feel like you're really showing up with integrity and you just don't feel weird about it. So no more hiding behind the introvert label. We can continue to talk about this, and I would love to know what questions or thoughts you have about this or have a conversation with you. But what I really want you to do is just start playing to your strengths and remember that people can't work with you if they don't know that you and your beautiful offers exist. Thank you so much for being here today. I'll talk to you soon. Till next time.